So why don't you tell us who you are, what do you do, you know, just a general overview.
Well, my name is Rose Lord, and what I do is I make little gardens, little vegetable gardens, that are very productive. It's called intensive gardening, and I teach this gardening method to other people, particularly women who have very few resources, so that at the very least they can feed their families.
And this is completely organic, right? Everything you incorporate into the garden is organic, and maybe you said you even take things up a notch from organic, right, to what was it called?
Biodynamic,
right.
Yes. Biodynamic preparations, right.
Right.
Yes, the only thing we use to enrich the soil is compost that we make ourselves. And we use the biodynamic preparations to actually, they're like a homeopathic remedy for the soil. And that is it. No artificial chemicals. All of the biodynamic preparations are made out of natural substances. And that's it.
That's really nice. So it's kind of almost like a recyclable garden, right? Because you can use the shells and everything from the crops that you had before, right?
Exactly. Right. Yes. Nothing is wasted this way. It's all self-sustaining.
Right.
And by taking the food waste that and making it into compost, we're just, as you said, recycling it. Also, you can use shredded paper. So that also helps us to reduce our carbon footprint.
Yeah.
And of course, leaves from the yard, grass clippings, even dead weeds, all of this goes into the compost and becomes beautiful, rich soil.
Right, so this is very, very economic, right? Also, at the same time, what other kind of which kind of people would benefit the most, do you think, from this kind of gardening?
Well, that's interesting that you asked that, because this morning I did a garden demonstration and presentation with a group of high school students, and when I finished the presentation, I asked the question, who do you think would benefit the most from this type of gardening? And they said, first of all, people who are poor, who have little resources, because it's very inexpensive way to feed themselves, but also all the middle class and upper class people of the world will benefit from it too, because it's reusing the earth's resources for everybody's benefit. And they were very articulate in expressing, how this could benefit everybody, really. Because it's a way of conserving the earth and sustaining what we have.
So we talked about this before, but I'm just going to ask you one more time for purpose of the interview. Because it's organic, does that present more of a challenge when growing, as opposed to using pesticides? How much more challenging is it?
I don't see it as being more challenging, because there are very natural ways of avoiding pest problems, and they're no more trouble to do it that way than it is to do it with chemicals. I can't say that I can see where this is any more difficult than conventional gardening methods. Maybe initially, because you don't scatter the seed, you just place the seeds exactly where you want them, exactly how many you expect to come to fruition.
Yeah.
So it might be a little more work in the beginning, but ultimately it's less work, because the way that we teach the gardening, there's very little weeding. The garden forms like its own umbrella to keep the weeds from coming up. A canopy is probably a better word. So there's a minimum of weeding. It's very easy to replant the gardens because they're small, and you keep everything in a very compact area. So no, I don't think it's more trouble at all, more work.
Yeah. That's really good. All right. Well, I think that's about it. Thank you for interviewing with me. Is there anything else that, you know, you would like to say to the Dominican people in general?
Well, I want to thank the Dominican people for having us here and for inviting me and being so gracious. And I would like to say that I think it's very important that we teach the children to do this kind of work, this kind of pleasure, actually, yeah, of gardening. I think that's where we have to put the focus, because the children need to get back to nature and learn to appreciate this earth and take care of it.
All right. So it seems like a really economic and very little time consuming, and I'm sure very, very tasteful, also much more tasteful than a normal garden, right?
Oh, yes. The food that comes from these gardens is just so delicious, so rich. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.